The Ebola outbreak in West Africa has killed more than half of the more than 2,600 people thought to have been infected. But a senior U.S. health official who's touring the region says, from what he can see, the actual number of infections and deaths is far higher. Dr. Tom Frieden is the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He spoke to us today from Monrovia, the capital of Liberia, where he's getting a firsthand look at the epidemic.
There are more cases here than have been reported. There are more cases than have been diagnosed. And there are patients that are just far, far, far too many for the treatment services. And what that means is that Ebola is spreading widely in communities. This is absolutely unprecedented.
How is it evident that there are more Ebola cases than have been reported?
We're tracking how the reporting is done. We're tracking how the laboratory testing is done. We're tracking how the health ministry is dealing with their data and realizing that the numbers are far larger than have been reported, not because they're trying to hide anything, but because they're really overwhelmed by these numbers. No one expected this.
I know that you visited the JFK Hospital in Monrovia today. One thing that we've heard is that people who should be going to the hospital for other reasons, women in labor, for example, are staying away because they're fearful. They're afraid that if they go to the hospital, they'll contract Ebola. First of all, is that a justified fear?
Well, first off, the fact is what you've heard is correct. The occupancy of the hospital is only about 10%. So there are definitely urgent health needs going unmet, whether that's malaria or pneumonia or conditions that can be fatal. So the fears have at times been justified because there has been spread among patients in healthcare facilities. So one of our urgent tasks is not just to get the Ebola treatment up, but also to get the treatment restarted throughout the country for patients without Ebola.
Our team there has reported on the quarantine of the neighborhood in Monrovia, West Point. I gather there's also a quarantine in a rural county on the Liberian border with Sierra Leone and Guinea. Did you learn anything in meetings today about the situation there, and is that quarantine still in effect?
The situation in Foya, which is the rural area that's part of what's really a three-country common border area, which has been the epicenter and probably the place where this started, has been very intense. That remains an area where there's a lot of transmission. The needs are enormous, and the two main things that are going to turn this around are improving healthcare infection control and improving burial practices. And healthcare infection control can only be improved when there are enough beds for patients with Ebola. And right now, there are far, far too few.
Well, and you said burial practices. I gather that the safest burial practice is cremation, and there's been some progress on that front?
Yes. You know, cremation was not part of the burial culture here, but remarkably, and I think not unexpectedly, in just a week after seeing too many dead bodies to be carefully buried, the community and families have increasingly accepted cremation as an acceptable form of burial. But the challenges are enormous. The government and even the non-governmental organizations are not able to keep up with requests for removal of dead bodies from the community. It's a horrific situation.
Is it evident to you when you go to Monrovia, this is a city that's suffering from an Ebola outbreak, or do you have to go look for it and be on an official trip to see that?
Some of the signs of change are everywhere you go. People have you wash your hands with a bleach solution before you go in. But probe a little deeper and you recognize that the economy is having severe problems, that shipments, flights have been canceled, that tourism is down, that business is down, that people are afraid, and that there's hardly anyone here who doesn't know someone or doesn't have a family member who's been touched by a death from Ebola. And these deaths are so horrific, and Liberia has been through so much over the past 15 or 20 years that really it's almost re-traumatizing to the people here.
Dr. Frieden, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Tom Frieden, who's the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He is in Monrovia, the Liberian capital, at the start of a three-country tour looking into the Ebola outbreak?